Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Tom Brady is brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors, powering New England businesses with electrical products, services, and solutions. By your New England Honda dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V, by the Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, and by the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in the sexual health of men. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Greg. How you doing? Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing all right, man, and not a ton of sleep last night, but, you know, just anxious to get in there and get back to work this morning.
How's the elbow feeling?
It's all right. I just took a helmet right on the inside of it. So just, you know, typical football game. So nothing that I haven't dealt with before. Just going to try to get some extra treatment and hopefully be 100% for next week.
How frustrating is it to be on the end of a couple of really bad calls by the officials? And I know you can only comment. I don't want you to get a big fine or anything, but certainly that must be frustrating from your perspective.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, when you play sports long enough, I think sometimes you're the recipient of, you know, things that go your way, and then you're on the other side of it too. So, I mean, for me, I don't think too much about them. I mean, I wish they would, you know, go our way, and unfortunately they didn't. But it doesn't take away from, you know, when you watch the game, you know, all the different things that, you know, we had in our control that I wish we could have done a little bit better. And, you know, we're just trying to keep grinding them out and just put ourselves in a position there at the end with four plays in the red area and just didn't produce well enough, you know, to get the job done. So, you know, I don't ever make any excuses, and I've certainly never blame the referees. You know, I just look at what we got to do and how we got to go out there and try to get back to work this week and find a way to go to Cincinnati and get a win.
Now, Tom, when you talk about your struggles in the red zone, you guys have kind of been struggling all year. What do you think you might need to do differently, whether it's a play design, maybe getting some guys to get some one-on-one individual matchups? What do you think you could do as a group offensively moving forward to try to shore up some things and come away with touchdowns and not field goals?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I wish there was just one magic thing that you could just, you know, do and it would just change everything. But, you know, it's not – it really comes down to all of us, you know, 11 as a unit just executing well, whether it's a run or pass or – whoever I'm throwing to, I got to make a good throw and give our guys a chance to make a play. So, you know, I could just focus on what my job is to read it out and try to find the right matchup and try to make a good, accurate throw.
From a defensive perspective, those guys blitzing frequently yesterday afternoon, was that more of an issue than you had thought it would be going into it?
He's a pressure coach. And Spagnuolo, he's the D coordinator, and he showed us, you know, quite a few looks. You know, there was a lot of variety of defense that he played, and, you know, they have some talented players in the secondary and some talented players at the D-line. And, you know, I thought they played really well defensively.
Now, you talk about chemistry with your wide receivers, obviously building that. How do you continue to kind of build that? And, you know, you got a couple more weeks in the season, but obviously the focus is Cincinnati. To continue try to building that relationship, not just with your young guys, but all your receivers.
Yeah, that's totally important. And it's, you know, a process throughout the year. So I don't feel like you ever feel like you're done with that. I mean, I would say – for as long as you play, you know, you're always trying to, you know, be on the same page. And like I said, there's a lot of different looks you get. So, you know, it's impossible to, I would say, practice everything that comes up in the game. You know, you have no idea what their plan's going to be. You can kind of hypothesize with what you think they're going to do, but ultimately when you get on the field, you got to adjust to what you see, and everyone has to adjust at the same way. And, you know, I think you just keep working on it throughout the games, and you cover them, and all the things that happened yesterday, you cover those, and then you go through practice and just keep working on them. And, you know, hopefully it pays off at some point.
Knowing that there may be children listening, you probably should be careful, but I wanted to know what you said to Jones yesterday.
Oh, man. Yeah, we were going at it for a little bit. He it was pretty talkative out there, so I think there's a healthy rivalry. But, yeah, there's definitely nothing that I could really, you know, repeat. I typically don't try to make the D linemen any more angry than they probably already are with me because, you know, they're the ones that get paid to hit me, so I don't give them any more incentive typically, but I couldn't really resist at certain points.
And I mean, are you trying to get into the Lamar Jackson conversation with your newfound ground game? I mean, is that something you're trying to do, Tom?
I know, definitely not when I'm out there, man. I feel like a fish out of water when I'm in there. But that was a good opportunity for us, and I'm glad we're able to do that. And you know, it was fourth and five, whatever it was, and that was a big play and got us into the red area, but. You know, I wish we just could have finished the drive. I mean, I was just kicking myself all night thinking about, you know, what we could have done to get it in there.
I know you talked about a post game a little bit, but there's been some talk this morning about fans booing you guys heading into the half, and whether or not that bothers you at all.
No, I think, you know, look, we've had millions of people show up for our you know, winning celebrations or our rallies after we won Super Bowls. So, you know, I think when you play sports, you know, nothing's guaranteed. And, you have wins, you have losses, you have highs, you have lows. You have, you know, just great, thrilling wins, and you have very tough losses. And I think how you handle those things, you know, with, I would say, gracefully is what's most important to me. So, you know, everyone has the right to do whatever they want to do and feel how they want to feel. And, you know, we as a team, you know, obviously feel, you know, very disappointed when we lose games. So, you know, you just take it for what it is and you try to move forward and, you know, do the best you can do. And I mean, that's what everyone's trying to do out there.
How much of an effect, if any, does a concern maybe about the kicker play in when it comes to the offense, where you may have to go for it on fourth when you might not normally?
Well, I think you look at those as opportunities as an offense, and we had a couple chances there to make some plays, and we just didn't. So if our number's called, we got to go out and execute. And, you know, if special teams is called on, they got to go execute. And, you know, when defense is called on, man, they have been executing. I mean, those guys have been playing great all season, and they gave us every chance yesterday, and you know, we just got to keep fighting and keep battling, and it hasn't been an easy season, and that's fine. That's like every other year. You know, it's every season has its own unique challenges, and you know, we face them and we have to learn from them, and our whole season's ahead of us, so we got to rally together and trust in each other and go lay it on the line like we've been doing every week. And, you know, just this is about a one-week season for us and trying to go out and go to Cincinnati and win, you know, win on the road.
Now, when you talk about laying it on the line, how do you try to tell players that, you know, you might only get one opportunity, and when you get that opportunity, you got to take advantage of it, whether it's one, whether it's five, to try to get guys to really understand that when opportunities present themselves, you know, make sure you know what you're doing, run the right route, and get open, and then ultimately catch the football.
Yeah, that's important, and I think that's I mean, whether you're young or old, I mean, that's the same thing. You got to execute at a high level, and, you know, everyone's counting on each other. So, you know, we have an offense that You know, we have trust in one another, and we're working hard in practice and, you know, trying to make the improvements. And we've had, like I said, like every other team, you know, different players come in, and we're trying to incorporate everybody and use their skill set and try to maximize them. So, you know, at different parts yesterday, the execution was pretty good. And then, you know, at other times, we fell a little short. And it's not revolutionary. It's one little play here, one little play there, one little play that makes a big difference. And I think if you can, you know, start getting those things, you know, you get some momentum, and, you know, you just, that's when you got to take advantage, when you get some momentum. And we're, I think, working hard to put ourselves in a position to get that momentum. And like I said, I'm excited to get out there on Wednesday and get back to work and practice and, you know, see if we can make some improvements this week.
Player of the game this week, Tom, is brought to you by Needham Bank. Can we be your bank? And this week it is Julian Edelman. How long have you guys been holding on to that flea flicker before you used it last night?
That was pretty good. I mean, we always kind of talk about those things, and, you know, they were pretty aggressive on the run, and Jules, you know, made a really good play kind of finding the open part of the field. It was a great little move he made to get some separation, and, you know, Janus made a great pitch. That was great execution, and I think when you look at the level of difficulty of a play like that or the halfback pass, you know, those are not easy plays to execute. There's a kind of multiple different things happening, and the fact that we're able to do it was, you know, it was a great call by Josh, and it was great to get off to a fast start. You got to keep that momentum throughout the game. That was a good way to start the game.
I was saying earlier, and some texters were commenting on it, that, you know, post game you actually seem pretty congenial, maybe, you know, not jovial, but maybe not as frustrated. Is that because you take a look at the opportunity that you guys had to win that game, despite the fact that some of those calls didn't go your way? Were you more encouraged by the performance of the offense yesterday?
Well, I think, like I said, I think after a game, you know, I have a lot of emotions. There's not one, I would say, domineering emotion. You know, you just, sometimes when you catch someone at the wrong time or the wrong moment, I mean, you're feeling a certain way, and you just work through the different emotions, and there's a lot of them. And, you know, it's, I think I'm, you know, disappointed when we lose, and I got home and watched the game and watched it this morning, and, you know, took some positives from it. And obviously there's things that we got to do a better job of and more consistently, kind of like, you know, I've been saying all season.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really just comes down to all of us and our ability to focus and concentrate and make the plays that they're needed. So, like I said, there's no magic play to call, or there's just a, you know, we just got to go do it. We as players got to take it into our own hands and have ownership of the offense and, you know, go out there and, when our number's called, make the plays that need to be made.
Maybe I ought to go back and review my performance in that 5K Saturday.
Oh, God, please, no. Just, I can give you the pointers. We know what happened. You were hungover.
37 minutes Saturday, Tom. Not a PR. Not my personal best.
That's okay. The effort, man. I'm glad you did it. That's pretty cool to get out there in the middle of December and go for a run. So
he's got to work on his pliability.
In my book.
Yeah, I need some pliability.
Yeah, you got to be more pliable.
I need some pliability help. I definitely need some pliability help.
I know just the place to send you in.
Now, Tom, one of the things that, you know, everybody talks about is the run game. Talk about how important it is to get the run game going early, especially staying ahead of the sticks on first down, because you guys run so much play action pass.
Yeah, you got to be able to run it, and, you know, good offenses can run it, can throw it. They run it inside, they run it outside, they throw it outside, they throw it inside, they throw it deep. And you know, when you run it, you got to run it efficiently. And you know, at different times, like I said, it's looked good and guys are doing a great job, and at other times, you know, there's things that we got to clean up with communication and just trying to, you know, overall get our, you know, get our physicality going. And you know, we have a group of very hard-nosed, tough linemen, and those guys lay it on the line every week. And I'm proud of them and their effort and what they're doing out there. And the backs are trying to find spots. And, you know, we broke a couple yesterday, some good ones. and it was nice to run it in there with Brandon Bolden. And, you know, it's always good when you can run it in. That it's a lot easier than trying to squeeze it into those tight coverages, you know, in the red area. But, you know, it was definitely some good to take and definitely things that we can do a better job of.
Quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in the sexual health of men. And it comes from a 781 texter, Tom, who wants to know why Sanu was not more involved in the offense last night.
Well, we were trying to get him the ball in different times, and, you know, sometimes the coverage dictated go somewhere else. But he's doing a great job, and he's, you know, really a tough, hard-nosed guy that wants the ball, and he's competitive. And, you know, I got to do a better job finding him and getting him the ball because he can do good things with it. And, you know, just love the way he's come in and his attitude. And, you know, he's been a very hard-working guy and, you know, going to keep trying to find ways to get him the ball because you got to get the ball to the guys who can make plays. He's one of them.
I noticed you paid off one of your bets.
Is Michigan
maybe? Sorry.
What, did we lose you?
No, I'm back.
Oh, I said I noticed that you paid off one of those bets you were talking about last week.
Yeah, that was – I think I had to pay that bet 14 of 15 last 15 years or something like that.
Yeah, they haven't been good.
Of course, it's been pretty rough. It's, you know, it's tough to watch those, and that was not very close, unfortunately. And but, you know, hanging in there, and I'm counting down the next season. And hopefully we can get them next year because got to find a way to beat those guys. They got a lot of good players.
All right. Well, there's three left. And for those of us who may be on the ledge this morning, give us some words of encouragement, will you?
Well, you know, I think for us, we got to go do a better job. We're putting ourselves in a position to win games, you know, and we're fighting at the end. And, you know, all of our losses, I think you could take a lot of positives from. And, you know, we just got to make the plays that are necessary that are there. And our whole season is ahead of us. And hopefully we go out and we can play the way we're capable, maximize our potential, and go out there. And, you know, it starts in Cincy this week. So it'll be, you know, we're going to go out there with a lot of energy and play hard and try to get a win on the road.
All right, Tom Brady, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.